in these times that are so dramatic, in the warring of elements, you want to think of yourself as the calm under the storm, not the calm before or after it, but the calm under it. The storm will indeed pass, but in the passing of it, many shapes will be changed, and many of them will not be what they look like at the end of it, will not be familiar to you. And yet you will be fine, because when you are aligned with light and you can be in that light and continue to move forward, then the light will always overcome the darkness. So there is a fine line to be drawn now, the line that allows you to know, so you have knowledge of what is happening, but not to be lost in it, to be separate and apart from it, and always to be with yourself and drawing in ever more light. Because that, after all, is the power. That is the power. And so when we are looking at how that is inside, we see a very similar thing. What we see inside is that there are the old demons, and we all know about them. They are the ones that say we are not enough. They are the ones that say we will never have what we want. They are the ones that are critical of us, and the kind of criticism that does not inform but simply damages. Those are our own personal storms, and those rage now just as the storms rage in the world around you. And oddly enough, the same thing is true. There is an identity point here. There is a you that is truly you and that knows who you truly are. And that part of you is where the light lives. So there are, of course, many things that can, what is your word, trigger or can pull you off course, but this part of you that is always there, that is indeed your identity and your spirit and your connection to the universe, that part of you always knows. And so to be able to, even while all of this other is going on, to be able to say, this is the storm and this is the light. This is a very powerful thing to be able to do. No one does it perfectly, nor would anyone be expected to do it perfectly. But the knowledge that the identity light universal part of you is watching over everything that you do and knows who you are, knows what serves you, knows what keeps you safe. This is the part where we want to send as much of our focus as we can. Now, the frustrating part for being human, we understand, is that it is the human nature to demand an answer. I want to know the answer to this. I want to know how this outcome will be. I want to know how all of this will work. And you will not get that from this part of you, because this part of you is involved in sacred process. So it knows you, is walking with you, and will guide you, but is not the source of any of those answers that it is so human to want. We do want to remind you of one thing. When the personal material is storming, even if you had every answer, it would not stop the storm. And so the illusion is that if you had the answer, the storm would inside of you would be defeated, and it would not. Because the storm inside, all of the old insecurities, all of the old critical judgments, those are not really about what is going on in your life. those are about patterns that you picked up early in your life that rise up to repeat everything. That is difficult, we know, for you to understand as a construct. But if someone or something delivered you absolutely every answer, it would still not stop the storm. It is an intriguing thing about being in the human condition on a planet where the same principle holds true, as above, so below. If you knew everything about what was going to happen in your political system, it still would not soothe you or comfort you, because it is a storm. And the only thing that helps with a storm internally is that you focus on the light. And the only thing that gets you through a storm externally is focusing on the universal light that is with us all. So, begin to breathe easily and deeply. Let a cleansing energy from the heart of the earth come up. Come into your body and cleanse all of the fear in your root, the place where you are creating your life, the place that you hold power for that creation. Feel the cleansing energy wash away the fear, so that there is only left the love and the creativity, and the longing to create in the light. Let the cleansing energy come up into the second center, and feel that cleansing energy displace the judgment and the shame, so that that center becomes once again a center of purification and cleansing in a natural way, not a judgmental one. Let the cleansing energy come up and into the solar plexus, and feel that cleansing energy begin to move out all of the negative emotions that you no longer wish to carry with you. It is a way of making a place to feel what is genuine and what your true self really wants to feel. Let the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And let that cleansing energy wash away all that is painful, all that may have led you to believe that you are limited when you are not, all that may have been pain, all that may have been hurt. Let all of that be washed away, and let your heart open like a beautiful thing that has been asleep, but now is safe to open its eyes, to become the garden that it is, and to grow and expand again. Feel the cleansing energy come into your throat. And let that cleansing energy wash away and displace any of the patterns whose first reaction is to turn on you. And replace that with the patterns that say, whatever may come, I am in a place of love and support for myself. Feel the cleansing energy come up through the body and into the third eye. Let the cleansing energy wash the third eye so that your intuitive powers are restored. And let the third eye become a power once more, with the ability to intuit what you need for your growth, and to intuit what is true in the world around you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through the body and into the crown. And let the crown open and open more, and make a place to receive the universal blessing in all of its forms, in all of its colors and energies, in all of its light. And as you breathe, receive that into your body. Let it flow through your thoughts. Let it flow down your back to release you from burden. Flow down your shoulders so that you are not shouldering a thing that is not yours, down to your arms and your hands, down to your legs and your feet, and feel that you are holding the universal blessing. Now, in the same open space, feel your energy lighten and rise and move up. And feel the sky call your energy to it, so that your energy is rising. And you are in the lights of the universe. And you are a light in the universe. And see a path that moves upward, that is your path. And as you begin to walk on that path, notice that it is not difficult. It is light. It is safe, it is easy. And see that gates open and allow you into this place where your teacher waits. Into this place, begin to breathe in the energy that restores you. Feel how you are valued in this place and loved. And walk to a place where your teacher waits for you, and spend this time with your teacher. when you've spoken with your teacher. Turn and drink from the water that flows here. Refresh yourself, refresh your spirit. And breathe in the energy of the place that is yours. Come to the gates and find that your path waits for you. And walk gently through the night sky. Gathering the light of the stars as you walk. And come to the room again, and placing yourself above the circle, find a gift or a message for all those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.